This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey everyone, before we get into this recap episode of the latest episode of Survivor, I just wanted to give everyone an update on an upcoming Proud Stutter event. So for Stuttering Awareness Week this year, we are partnering with California Film on May 8th for a special documentaries on stuttering program. I'm super excited about this. We'll be joined by filmmaker Mike Turner and comedian Nina G. Proud Stutter listeners get a free ticket. You can use the promo code PROUD25 at checkout to get your free ticket. And the link to register will be in our show notes. I hope to see you there. I'm Maya Chupkov, and I'm a woman who stutters. Welcome to Proud Stutter, a show about stuttering and embracing verbal diversity in an effort to change how we talk about it, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to Proud Stutter. We're back with another Survivor recap, and joining us, you guys already know them, we have Caitlin Dietz and Elliot Goldstein. Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
Hey, we back.
Did you miss us? Yeah, so we're doing, so usually we recap every 2 episodes, as you all know, but we're doing things a little differently just because of our schedules. So we're going to be recapping, we're at episode 8. And I think Elliot, you're going to be gone for a few weeks, right?
I will. Yeah. So I'll be gone, the following 2 Fridays.
Okay. So yeah, we'll be back in with the Survivor recap when Elliot comes back in a few weeks, but don't worry, we're still gonna be back with an episode of Proud Stutter in between our Survivor recap, so don't worry, Proud Stutter isn't going anywhere. But yeah, let's dive into episode 8. So we're kind of coming off of a wild tribal with Chrissy just kind of going on a rant about having all these like strong men dominating the game. And yeah, she just continues to talk about it.
Yeah. She's like obsessed. Like, relax, girl. You're obsessed.
And then, but also, like, it's like right after she's like, by the way, I didn't mean what I said back there.
Yeah, she's like, don't believe a word I said, by the way. Like, oh yeah, okay Chrissy. Sure.
Yeah, I'm like, does she must not realize the hole she's digging in, or she's just like, I don't care, like I'm just gonna say what I want to say.
Yeah,
what do you guys think?
She like dug herself a shallow grave at that one, and then yeah, we get into this week's tribal.
Oh my gosh!
I guess like, yeah. I understand where she is like coming from, but I think there's a way to go about saying that and doing that rather than how it is that she did that.
But I know.
It's just so funny, just like, you know, spill your heart out, and yeah. then 20 minutes later be like, hey, none of that was real.
JK, LOL.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, okay, well,
sure. But Mitch was relieved. He made it through tribal. So glad. He said he's playing a scared game, and he wants to like have more control. So we see him try to do that in this next one, which is good.
You're saying that he wants to become aggressive Mitch.
Aggressive Mitch, yeah, that's right. And Mary's the last Vula member now.
She made it, yeah. Yeah, I think she's becoming a little too comfortable, though. Like, she just, I feel like throughout this episode, I think she's just talking too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't think she's a target right now, but I think she's definitely, like, saying her piece, I think, a little too much. And I think eventually it might bite her in the butt, because she is still, like, yes, she's close with David, but I also see her, like, she's not as close to the others.
Yeah, like, pushing it too far. Because she's been playing under the radar a little bit, and now, like, she's probably trying to, you know, get some stuff on her resume, her Survivor resume, by, like, making moves. Like, this is the time where people really start trying to put things on their resume and make moves and, like, stand out and be able to, you know, because they're down to, what, like, 10 people now?
Yeah, I think the dynamic between, like, Shaheen, David, Mary, Kyle, and Joe and Eva are just so interesting, because we have David, who's with Mary, and then Shaheen really believes that, you know, he's with Kyle and Camilla too, and not as much like close with Mary, and Shaheen trusts Camilla. So there's just a lot, I think, that's going to start cracking, and I don't really know how it's going to shift yet, but I think, yeah, it's going to be a hot mess, I think.
100%. Like, it's strong five is becoming strong six, is becoming strong seven, but, like, there are only 10 people left. So, like, what's, like, you guys have to start splitting off and, like, pick your ride or dies now, because the strong five is not going to make it anymore. Like, they probably have one more tribal, and then it's all going to start falling apart.
Yeah. Do we think Joe and Eva will stick with each other? Because I think ultimately, if they don't, it'll be Joe's choice, right? So do we think Joe will be choosing Eva through the rest of the season, or is there any chance where he sort of, you know, splits off and, like, does his own game with someone else?
Hard to say. I mean, he really, like, he committed to Eva at the very beginning, and I think he like prides himself as a man of his word, so I think he will really, like, do his best to keep Eva in the game.
Yeah. And Shaheen was a little paranoid about who wrote his name down at the last tribal, which, who was that again? Was that
Say? It was Say.
It was, yeah. Say? Yeah. So he's a little paranoid about who did that. So, I mean, like, obviously in this, you know, big five, big six, there are cracks that are showing. One is Shaheen. You know, Kyle wants potentially him out. But then in this episode, you see another side of David. David gets a little intense.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, I shouldn't have. I was like, because my prediction last week was saying David was going to win. And now after this week, I'm like, nope, that's probably not going to happen. He's really getting emotional.
He is. But, like, I can't, like, you know, Chrissy going on her rants and everyone's getting emotional. It's like this, I think they're over two weeks into the game now. And, like, they've got to be exhausted, you know, and just, like, their emotions are heightened, and, you know, everything's heightened when you get to a point of, like, physical, emotional exhaustion, because you're just, like, you have to stay on this entire time. Like, there's no, so, like, you have to think about the game constantly. So I understand why, you know, everyone starts to
get, you know, a little cray cray, but like
you gotta try and keep your calm, cool, and collected self, like, to survive this game, because when obviously there's proof that if you lose your shit, people will vote you out.
Yeah. And you know, Mitch, obviously this episode was not, you know, centered around Mitch like it was in the previous episode, but I don't know. I'm a little scared for Mitch
because
he is not the target right now, but he also doesn't seem to have a strong alliance. He's really pushing for the original
Siva members, yeah,
right? But that doesn't seem like it's really at the top of anyone else's mind.
Not right now.
But I feel like as this group starts to become on shakier ground with each other, Mitch might be able to slither in.
Yep. Slytherin.
It's like Harry Potter.
I'm a Hufflepuff, so.
But yeah, Mitch doesn't really have any enemies now that Issei's gone.
Yeah, I think he might be able to, like, as people start to look for numbers elsewhere, he might be able to, like, get in on that. But I wanted to chat about the tree mail moment, because that's when Survivor does its Survivor thing. They, like, you know, they're like, hey, everyone show your cards, like, split into pairs, self-select, and everyone's like, who's gonna say the first thing?
And Joe was like, you know what, I'm just gonna kick this off, like, I'm gonna start, like, I like how he was kind of playing mind games with people and really trying to, like, pull out, like, okay, who are you really aligned with? Like, this will be very telling. And of course, Shaheen is the first one to say something. Like, I was not surprised at all that he was the first one to be like, okay, Camilla.
I was surprised at who he chose, though, right? Or,
well, he had mentioned earlier that he wanted to partner with Camilla. So I think this was, like, his opportunity to, like, start making that connection with her. So
okay.
It made sense. And so Shaheen picked Camilla, and then David and Mary were together. Joe and Eva, Star and Mitch.
Which I thought was kind of a funny pairing.
Yeah.
We didn't see a lot of Star this episode.
Mm-mm.
At all.
We did when...
Until the...
journey.
True. Yeah, that was actually really sad. I felt so bad
that
for her.
I know.
But it also goes to show, like, how, I guess, well Kyle and Camilla are doing at hiding their partnership, because still it feels like no one knows.
Mm.
Except, you know, towards
the
end when,
which,
you know, David starts to get his, like, spidey senses.
Yeah, which we'll get into. But yeah, what did you guys, so they split off into pairs. And then after that, before the challenge, there's just more, I guess, drama happening with, I noted here that Eva overheard Chrissy talking about Shaheen, and I think that's when the things start to turn on Chrissy at that moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the first, I guess, foreshadowing we see of Chrissy. And because we're all, like, super fans of Mitch, I loved him talking about, like, he was comparing the moment on Survivor with, like, the first lunch on the first day of school. Like, who's he gonna sit with? I love that analogy so much.
That was perfect.
And so Mitch, in his, like, okay, I got it, you know, here's where I'm at, here's where I see a path. So he tries to get the original five Siba back together. And Kyle, you know, he said, he's like right in the the middle of that, which
he's mixed. Camilla was on board. David didn't seem to be.
Yeah, because like Chrissy, I do see Joe sort of leading the pack here, you know? So it's like, for Kyle, I think he's probably scared to leave Joe, because if he goes with Siva, he leaves his alliance with Joe.
Everyone has like ties with different people, and you know, you just like, it's really this, like these next couple episodes are going to be like, who can you trust fully? Like, who is your number one person, number two, like your final three? I think they're going to probably start picking out their final three right now. So like they'll find two other people that they really want to like go to the end with. So that'll be interesting to see how like they figure all that out.
Is that usually what happens? Is like at this point you find who it is that you want to be in the end with, and then you sort of like align with them for the rest of the game?
I think they try to do that. Things turn on a dime in this game, and if like the majority is leaning a certain way, you know, you can only do so much to try and talk people out of it, just like how what Kyle was doing, you know. But I in the challenge, can we talk about the muni challenge?
Yeah.
Mitch, yeah. Man, he was beast mode though. He was like first one out of that tunnel thing.
Yeah. Shout out back to Harry Potter. He was slithering through whatever that was. He came out so quick. We're like, oh my God.
I know.
There he is. And then your star also just went beast mode.
Yeah. You know? I don't know what happened with the digging.
I know. It's like, was their key deeper than the rest of the groups?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they like used all their energy going through. And then they just got exhausted while they were trying to dig it up.
Yeah, that was
tough. Was such also a bummer.
It's like Mitch hasn't had a food break the whole time. He hasn't won any food challenge. You can see, I mean, first of all, you can see everyone's faces when you know, Jeff announced the taco.
I know.
The taco prize. But I felt like, you know, for Mitch too, he's from Austin, you know, taco, you know, he's probably like, I want so those true. Damn tacos. Yeah.
That was such a bummer. So who were you like rooting for after, you know, in the final three groups?
I was rooting for Kyle and Camilla. Although, were they in the final three?
Kyle and Chrissy.
Oh, Kyle and Chrissy.
So it was Joe and Eva, right. David and Mary, and Kyle and Chrissy that made it through.
Mm-hmm. That part of the challenge looked pretty hard when they were just had the planks. I was like, that looks.
Yeah, I think difficult. I would. Yeah, I think I was rooting for Kyle and Chrissy to just because that would have made things a little more interesting. But yeah, of course, the challenge beasts like did their thing.
They did their thing. And I just thought it was so funny how, you know, then they made it to the individual and, you know, the strong guys like both dropped, and it was it left with Eva and Mary, who, you know, this is the thing about these games. Like, you never know like what strength is going to come in handy in these in immunity challenges. And like in that case, the strong guys in a physical challenge like weren't able to hang on. And Eva won. Go Eva.
Yeah, go Eva.
Go Eva. That was so awesome. She hardly budged, man. That was.
She's killing it.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. She said that she knew when Jeff was explaining the challenge, she's like, that is my challenge. Like, we need to get through, because I guess she plays hockey and that makes her legs strong. So
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Absolutely.
It was great to see her win.
And that was really good for the strong five, because then it, you know, put them in a good position since she won.
Right. Yeah. We go back to camp, and then we have Chrissy and Kyle, who like don't go on the journey, but also don't get food. So they're kind of like, they call it, they're in purgatory. Mm-hmm. And then we go to them eating their tacos and having a great time. And then Eva finds a scroll in the chips and no one notices. Like, yep. I'm just like, how does no one know? Like, this happens a lot where it's like, yeah, they're just able to get away with it. Yep. And she's smart. She does not tell a soul. I'm like, go Eva. Yes. That is the right move.
100% the right move. And like, also with the way the scroll was described, like, you know, this is a secret, like you should keep this to yourself. Like, she definitely did the right thing. She might tell Joe when she gets it, but for now, I think it's good that she's keeping it a secret. And it sounds like, well, it'll be fun the next episode when she needs to like sneak away and in the middle of the night and go to like the go toward the fire. I'm like, ooh, like this sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm like, how is that about to go down? And also, was there a main chip bowl that she just happened to find it in, or did she have her own individual chip bowl?
I don't know. I was wondering that too. Like, were they passing it around? Like, was it planted just for her?
Yes, you know? That's what I was wondering too. I was like, was it in her specific chip bowl? Yeah.
Pretty convenient. I don't know. But anyway, I'm here for it.
Also, she was she was enjoying the burrito.
Oh my god, and when she was like, she's like, I'm gonna go lay down, and she kept burping.
Oh my god, that was hilarious. I was like, wow, that, yeah.
Okay, Elliot, like, that's the thing about, like, it's a very well-known thing that, like, people get sick after food challenges on Survivor because you're not, like, eating anything, and then you have, like, these huge meals, and then, like, we'll see in the past, like, people go and throw up, or they have, like, you know, issues downstairs. Okay,
I was literally wondering this. I don't want to say anything, but I was literally wondering, I was like, if they've just been eating, like, you know, cassava root, and then all of a sudden, you know, they have beans and,
I know,
and chicken and beef. It's like, something's got to be bubbling up.
100%.
Something about.
They be shitting.
Yeah, yeah.
But exciting for Eva.
We all know that's a fact.
And then they have to, Mitch and the other three go on the journey.
Mm-hmm. I was so afraid. I was like, I really, really hope Mitch and Camilla don't lose their vote. Like, I was, because I really love them. And so, but then when we found out what the game was, I was like, okay, I think they'll be able to do it, because it's really like they can work together. And they all kind of were like, okay, Star should be the one. So
poor Star.
Poor Star.
I know, that was rough. Honestly, okay, shout out to whoever's creating these games. They're really creative. I don't know. I was like, okay, this is cool.
I know, this was a new one. I hadn't seen this one before. So this was a new like game design.
But yeah, Mitch and Camilla locked eyes and were like, all right, you know, like, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
And then there was that moment where at the end, it was do or die for Star, and Camilla, you know, put the nail in the coffin there. She's like, I'm sorry, but I got to take these last two grays.
And they did what they had to do, and Mitch is safe from not losing his vote. And that's a relief.
Yes.
But Star wasn't in trouble. So it ended up being okay anyway.
That's true. Yeah, no one wanted her out.
Yeah. And while they were on a journey, we go to camp, and all of the chaos starts happening with starting with Mary and David saying that they want Camilla out. And then word gets around. Joe tells Kyle, and Kyle just freaks the F out.
Oh my God. Like he.
Oh my God.
Was in pure panic mode.
Like, I don't think I've seen that. Like, I don't remember seeing, because usually they play it cool, but he just, like, did not play it cool at all.
No. And it made everyone sus. They're like, why is he acting so, like, weird about Camilla? Like, it made it, like, kind of outed him by being so, like, well, why Camilla? Like, why does it have to be her? Mm-hmm.
He picked up on that real quick. He's like, you're freaking me out, dude. What is going mm-hmm. on?
You're freaking me out.
You're freaking me out, man. David, I mean, he had pretty much everything right. Although him and Mary did not have right how close Shaheen and Camilla were. That they're obviously like working with each other in that immunity challenge, but that's like, to me, feels like a very service level partnership.
Yeah, it's not deep
so
yet.
So far. So they had that wrong, but then everything else, you know, David, he was right.
Yeah.
And so like, I understood where he was coming from, but honestly, I was hoping that that Kyle pulled through and like was able to maneuver the vote back to Chrissy.
It's kind of a shame that Kyle acted the way he did, because if he had kept his cool, you know, people wouldn't be sus. And after how tribal went, like, it didn't matter what happened, you know, because it ended up the way it was.
Yeah. So let's talk about tribal.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. I was just shaking my head and like yelling at the TV being like, oh my God, stop. Stop talking. Shush.
So, okay. So in past seasons, from my understanding, this is the first season where the strong physical players are not being used as shields. And that's what sort of prompted this argument in between David and Chrissy.
There are a little more physical, like there are more physical threats, like as a number in this, in this season than there are past. Like in past seasons, what I've noticed is there's like one or two like very strong physical players and they win a lot of challenges, and then the moment they like lose an immunity challenge, they try and get them out, and they don't usually have like enough strong physical players to like partner with. And so the fact that I think Chrissy feels pissed that there are quite a few more physical threats and that they, you know, have such a strong bond together, and that she's like not a part of that, and she's not obviously a strong physical player, and she also isn't in on that alliance. So it just, I guess it just set her off.
And I think Joe and David have a pretty good social game too. So like having the relationships they have on top of their physicality, I think, is really a big bonus for them. It's definitely something we don't usually see. But I kind of wanted to, I don't know if this is true or not. And I don't even know if, like, I don't want to be spreading rumors or anything, but.
Spill the tea, girl. What?
But. I'm wondering if Mary and David have a thing.
Oh.
I was wondering that.
Really? Oh my God, I didn't notice. Why do you say that?
But she did call out her boyfriend during.
Oh, so she does have a boyfriend. Okay. Then I don't want to spread.
Remember, because she was like hugging the pole. She's like, I'm just pretending that it's my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. But
does David have a
boyfriend? But I was wondering
too?
The same thing. I remember him saying something about it, because he was saying like he has a girlfriend, but he also lives in like a trailer outside of.
Right.
And so he's okay. Like, wants to win this money in order to be, I don't know, get more.
Okay. I'm just always looking for those showmances. That's just, I love that.
You ship it?
I mean, I felt like the chemistry was a little palpable. Mm. I was wondering the same thing.
Mm. I'll keep an eye out for it.
The hug after the immunity challenge plus the high five, plus, you know what I mean?
A hug and a high five? Oh my God, they're in love.
A hug and a high five, there's something going on.
They're in love. Yeah. They're going to run away together. But I mean, you guys, like the eye contact they were making while Chrissy was ranting, and they're just all looking at each other like, mm-hmm, like, yep, okay, we're gonna vote Chrissy, because she was just pissing them all off, and like she would not stop just like calling them out left and right, and they're like, she just had like word diarrhea, like she could not
yeah,
that was just like she literally, like, she had her shallow grave and she dug it completely and buried herself.
I wonder, had she not done that, what the vote would have been?
Probably would have been Camilla.
You think so?
Yeah,
actually, yeah, I think you're right, because Joe was like, yeah, I'll do it for the group even though I don't want to.
I want Camilla and Kyle to keep going together.
Yeah. Kyle does too, really bad.
I like them too. I mean, what if it was them two plus Mitch as the last three?
I like that. I really like that, yeah. Actually.
I don't know how you get David, Mary, Joe, and Eve out.
Yeah, I just.
That would be a pretty.
I just. Last I three. Don't. Like, as much as I love Eva and Joe, I just. I want there to be a shakeup. Like, I want something to happen where maybe like Kyle's able to like pull off something where they get Shaheen and Camilla and others to vote David. Like, who knows? Like, I'm like, yeah, the more I like saw what transpired in this episode, the more I kind of want Mary and David out now, because they kind of were just like being too much.
They were being extremely pushy.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I can see that happening, actually. I can see the tides turning, or the tables turning on David next episode, because I think he's now a threat for Kyle. Now, you know, David's spidey senses are up about Kyle. Same a little about Joe. Joe was like, I don't know why he's really digging in on this whole thing with Camilla. So I think the next move for Kyle, and that might be plausible for the group.
I think it's going to be a lot, like, if Kyle can convince Joe. Like, if Kyle can, like, convince Joe to, like, go against David and maybe say, like, oh, they're too close with Mary. Yeah, I'm kind of hoping it goes that way.
I think they might go after Kyle, though. Hmm. I have a feeling they might try and...
They might, yeah.
Might be like a Kyle versus David kind of situation.
But then who would the, you know, numbers be for that? It would be Joe, Eva, David, and Mary.
And then Star, all vote Mitch.
As a block.
Star, Mitch, Star, Camilla, Kyle.
I don't... But Mitch might try to save Kyle. Like, he probably will end up voting with the majority, but I feel like Mitch would at least, like, I could see Mitch saying, like, I think it would benefit my game more if Kyle stayed.
It would be so great if Mitch won the next immunity challenge.
Oh, please.
Because that would put him in such a good situation.
Yes.
Yeah, let the, you know, storm blow Definitely. Through a little bit, and then make it.
Thank you.
On to the next day. Quick question though, Camilla was talking about poor jury management. Remember, she's like, I don't know what's going on here, but one thing I want to call out is you guys are doing a poor job at jury management during tribal, when like David and Chrissy were like really going at it. She said that they're doing poor jury management because, you know, Cedric was right there. But what does that mean? Is it because, like, they want to, like, they are sort of, you know, David and Chrissy were arguing and not making themselves look good in the eyes of, like, a potential voter?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Cedric.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great point.
That's probably it. Yeah. But it's rare that they talk about jury management so early. Yeah. And like,
there's
so publicly.
One jury member.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So that's why I was kind of confused. I'm like, yeah. So I think Mary's about to just pop off more. Like,
yeah. Also, I hope she does. And then,
very entertaining just, TV. Yeah,
totally.
Real quickly, when Cedric walked out, I don't know why, but I was like, oh!
He looks so happy. For some reason,
it just like really hit me. I was like, he's back.
Like, he looks like, okay, he's showered. He had a good meal. He slept in a bed. He was smiling. Like, he looked...
I know. I'm so curious as to where they go.
They go to like a hotel. They keep them, you know.
Yeah, it's separate. Yeah. And they really monitor them, I think. Like, they make sure they don't talk too much.
Well, they don't have access to their phones. They don't have access to the, you know, the internet or anything. Like, they keep them isolated.
Wow, so interesting. So what do you do all day? You're not on the show, but you also don't have access to, you know,
read
your phone and the internet.
Sleep. I don't know. I have no clue.
Sounds kind of nice, actually. It sounds like a true vacation.
Right? Like, maybe that's why, like, people on Survivor, like, they're like, okay, I'm done, just vote me out so that they can go and just like hang out in the hotel for like 2 weeks. But I think it's just for the jury members. I think the people that get voted off before the jury, like, go home.
All right, guys, well, yeah, until next time, thank you both so much for another great recap. And
thank you.
And yeah, we'll be together again in a few weeks.
Let's hope Mitch can hang in there, and we're rooting for him. And when we get back together, we'll talk about all the wins he's had.
Yes. Manifest.
Yeah. And get some food.
That's it for this episode of Proud Stutter. This episode of Proud Stutter was produced and edited by me, Maya Chupkov. Our music was composed by Augusto Denise, and our artwork by Mara Ezekiel and Noah Chupkov. If you have an idea or want to be part of a future episode, visit us at www.proudstutter.com. And if you like the show, you can leave us a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Want to leave us a voicemail? Check out our show notes for the number to call in. More importantly, tell your friends to listen too. Until we meet again, thanks for listening. Be proud and be you.